were digging through their own group chats and found Colleen, 31 years old, asking Adam, at this time 15 years old, for a nude. Here's Adam at 15 saying, "Oh, my ass looks so good today." And here's Colleen asking for pics when she is 31 years old.
A really popular YouTuber, Colleen Ballinger, or better known as Miranda Sings, with over 10 million subscribers, has been exposed for being a creep. Apart from making cringe YouTube videos, she also does stage shows, which for some reason children find entertaining. During one of her shows, she invited a 16-year-old girl on stage who was wearing a short dress and definitely wasn't ideal for the bit that Miranda had planned. Miranda Sings still had her come on stage and perform yoga positions, as she already knows her audience is full of kids, but she didn't even ask the girl her age before performing her routine.
Colleen traumatized.
Hi, okay, my name is Becky. I'm the girl in this video. So I was a fan of Colleen and all the Ballinger family for a very, very long time, and I think in this video I was about 16. If you've never been to a Miranda show, Colleen frequently has segments where she calls people up on stage. One of those segments was the porn bit, which I'm not really going to be explaining in this video, but that's why I was kind of trying to dress skimpy so that I would be called up on stage and basically get degraded by Miranda. But I did not get called up for that. I got called up for the yoga challenge. Now, as soon as I stood up from the audience, I saw Colleen's eyes widen because she realized I was not wearing pants. But for some reason, that didn't stop her from continuing. In fact, no adult at any point stepped in this situation. So we get to the point in the yoga challenge where I am laying down and Colleen is spreading my legs basically as far as she can. She spreads them so far that you can see the spandex I was wearing under my romper, which thank God I was wearing. I was laying under Colleen and she was smirking down at me while thousands of people were laughing, and I was terrified that my body wasn't covered enough up enough by the spandex or the romper. I basically felt naked, so it felt incredibly sexually violating. I was younger and my body was still developing and I was still becoming comfortable with myself, so for her to use my body as entertainment on stage really set my confidence back quite a lot. And I'm not saying this was sexual assault, although people are debating that in that comment section, but as someone who has been sexually assaulted, this situation gave me that same feeling where it feels like you need to purge and like clean out your insides, you know, just that nasty, gross feeling.
Super weird she embarrassed a fan like that on stage, but also just simply creepy. If that was a male doing that with a 16-year-old on stage, there would have been more of an outrage, and feel like this was just underplayed until this girl in the video spoke out about it. The girl was receiving comments saying she signed up for it. A fan, especially an underage fan, looks up to these influencers as their idols and trusts them. It's the influencer's job in this situation to be a mature adult about this and not take advantage of a fan in such a creepy way. This woman is old enough to know better. Instead of blaming the 16-year-old, blame the creep Miranda Sings, as she has also exchanged creepy messages with minors who are now coming forward with their DMs.
So the kids from that group chat that we mentioned earlier, Colleenies Weenies, they've all seen Adam's video about Colleen Ballinger, and they were digging through their own group chats and found Colleen, 31 years old, asking Adam, at this time 15 years old, for a nude. Here's Adam at 15 saying, "Oh, my ass looks so good today." And here's Colleen asking for pics when she is 31 years old.
As she's asking them for nude pics, which is almost like a James Charles move. Even James Charles got away with this multiple times, which is mind-blowing, really. Parents really need to be aware that these big influencers cannot be trusted with their kids. These influencers interact with minors inappropriately, and it's just fucked up. If all of her creepy behavior wasn't bad enough, here's a video of her flexing how she got her dog put down.
I have like temper tantrums still to this day, and I have like anger management problems. There are times where I'm just like, and I just feel like I need to hit something or like scream in a pillow. I used to like actually like rip things up or get angry. So I grabbed my dog for no reason, just grabbed the dog and pinched its skin and dug my nails into it. So the dog yelps, turns around to protect itself and bites me in the face. And I got stitches and went to the hospital, and they were like, "What happened?" And I was like, "The dog just bit me." And then they had to put the dog to sleep because the dog was dangerous to be around. So I murdered a dog.
It's really sad.
The dog did nothing wrong and was just trying to protect himself. She lied at the hospital and got the dog put down. This also just goes to show how much of a liar and how manipulative she is as a person. This video alone makes it very hard to trust anything she says. And the fact that she's proud of this is just so bizarre. Anyway, that'll do it for this video. If you found this video somewhat interesting, hit that like button and smash that subscribe button. It's been your boy KG, and I'll see you on the next one.